We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the end of the second line from the top. Tanya, learn to the Braisa. Omar Rav Chananya ben Akavya. Koisvei Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos. People who write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin Mezuzos, Hain, they, Vitagrehem, and their people who sell their Tefillin and Sifrei Torah, Vitagrehem, and even people who buy it from them and sell it. Anyone who's busy selling these Tashmishei Kedusha v'chala oiskim alecha shemayim, la'asuyei, what's that coming to Marba? Anyone who's busy selling and busy working with Melecha shemayim, what's that? La'asuyei meyuchay tcheles, people who sell tzitzis, sell tcheles for tzitzis. These people are patur mekriya shema, they're part of mekriya shema, menat tefillah, and from damas meresay, menat tefillin, and from tefillin. U'mekol mitzvah samuris v'tayrin, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Someone's busy with a mitzvah, is part of a mitzvah. So first of all, the Mishavur Rebbe brings down from the Magen Avraham that these soifrim and these moichrim, these people will sell tefillin and mezuzos, they only call oisik a mitzvah if they're doing this l'shem the mitzvah, be'ikr, l'shem the mitzvah of tefillin. But if they're doing it be'ikr to make a panasa, then that doesn't mean oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make panasa, but it's not that type of mitzvah that you oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah. It's only if it's ikr l'shem someone needs tefillin. An example of Mishbura gives, let's say someone is going on a trip, going to America, and he has no tefillin. That's the case there from Europe to America. He doesn't have tefillin, so he needs tefillin right now. So the soifer has to write tefillin right now, or go shaf for him tefillin, go get for him tefillin, arrange for him tefillin. That's called oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah. That's number one. The second point is, why do we bring Rabbi Saglili? So Rabbi Saglili, Oimel, Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. We know that's not Lacha. We had a whole blab before about Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. So the Aruch Haner explains that the Chiddush over here is that even though he is not the one doing the mitzvah here, he is just helping someone else do the mitzvah. For example, this Sefer is helping someone else get a Sefer Torah, helping someone else get tefillin. Still, that's called Oisik Mitzvah and you're Potter from a mitzvah. So, Dr. Maravaita, Tanur Rabbanim. Now we go back to Hilcha Sukkah. Tanur Rabbanim. Someone who's on the derech by day, in the middle of sukkahs, patur min sukkah b'yoyim. Then he's potter from eating in a sukkah and sleeping in a sukkah that day. What does holchei derochim mean? So Rashi learns, it means someone has to go somewhere for panasa. And he says, just like when you're home, when you're living at home, sometimes you go on a business trip and you're out of your house. Same thing on sukkahs also, you could have this idea that you're on a business trip, and you're not home, and therefore you're potter from sukkah. And the example, Rashi says, you went out l'schayra. You have to say, they're talking about, let's say, davar avodi, you're allowed to do schayra. So since in a house, when you're living at home, you leave the house sometimes, teishu kein teduru, also the same thing on sukkahs. If you're on the way, you're on the derech, you will be potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. What about by night? If you're going on the derech by night, let's say panasa, holchei derochim b'layla, paturim in asuka b'layla, you're part of asuka by night. V'chayom v'yom, but by day, you're chayiv. So it means if you're holchei derochim b'yoyim, turim asuka b'yoyim, v'chayom v'layla, holchei derochim b'layla, if you have a trip at night, paturim in asuka b'layla, but v'chayom v'yoyim. Holchei derochim b'yoyim v'layla, if you have a business trip that covers the night and the day, then paturim in asuka, you're part of asuka b'yoyim v'yoyim v'layla. And all the reason is, like Rashi explaining, is because teishu came to duru, and since it's a normal thing when you're home, someone's going on a business trip and not sleep at home, same thing when it comes to sukkah. Holchein l'dvar mitzvah, if someone is going l'dvar mitzvah, then p'turim ben v'yoyim ben v'layla. Then even if you're not traveling, you're part of sai v'yoyim sai v'layla. And Rashi explains, af b'she'ein holchem el v'yoyim, even though you're only traveling towards your mitzvah by day, since you're terudim, shum terudim edoyigim achshav as a mitzvah, since you're busy thinking about the mitzvah, therefore you're part of sukkah, as oisik a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. And the Margus example, the other Rechista, the Rabbi Rav Huna, Kav Aili B'Shabbos of the Rigla, the Bei Reish Galusa, they were going on Shabbos Chalamoid, they were going to visit the Reish Galusa, and Rashi says there was two mitzvahs involved there. First of all, they're going to hear the Drasha, which is Torah, and also a Hakbil Pnei Reish Galusa, which is Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, there were two mitzvahs. So what they do, they said, have a Gonu Arax of the Sura, we used to sleep on the riverbank in Sura, on the Sfas Hanar. Amri anan shluchei mitzvah anan p'turim. We're shluchei mitzvah and we are potter. Same idea. This is oisik mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Tanu rabbanan. Right in the brayza. Shem re'ir b'yoyim p'turim min asuka b'yoyim. Watchmen who are watching the city by day, and the Magen Avraham explains that the watchmen have to walk back and forth, so we can't be in one place. They're part of the sukkah. They're busy watching the ear. V'chayovim b'layla. But at night, they are chayiv. At night, they're chayiv. And again, this is like similar to before. That the reason why a shomer ear is potter is the same reason why a holchid rachma potter. Someone who's working for his parnasa. It's a normal thing. The watchman is out of his house to watch the city. Therefore, he's part of the sukkah. But by night, where he's not watching the city, he comes back home. He's chayiv and sukkah. Shomer ear b'layla. If he's watching the city at night, p'turim in sukkah b'layla. He's part of the sukkah at night. V'chayovim b'yayim by day, he's chayiv. If he's watching the city Saturday day, Saturday night, then Ptur Minas Sukkah, Bein V'yoyim, Bein V'layla, he's part of the Sukkah, the Gamri. That's all about the Shemre Ear. Shemre Ginoi Supardesim, if you're watching your gardens and your orchards, then Paturim Bein V'yoyim, Bein V'layla, you're part of Sai V'yoyim, Sai V'layla, because you were, the Derech was, the Ginoi Supardesim were out in the outskirts, out of the city, and that's where they parked while they had their job. And therefore, the potter from a sukkah. So, Mar Zakasha, and the first Mar Zakasha, of a lev, the sukkah awesome. Let them build a sukkah there, v'leisu, and let them sleep in a sukkah there, and eat in a sukkah there. They're just sitting by the gina. What's the problem? So, the Mar says, two mahalchim, two terutzim. Abaye Omar, because teishu came to duru. And what does that mean? That the derech is that in your house, you have your mattress, and you have your furniture, and you can't, it's too big of a tircha to bring your furniture out into the outskirts in the fields out there and bring it to your sukkah. And since it's too big of a tircha, so you're not going to have that in your sukkah, and therefore you're not mechuyev in sukkah, because you can't have here a teishu kein teduru. Rav Amar, a different shot. The reason why you can't be sitting in a sukkah when you're watching your garden and your orchards, because then the ganav will be able to sneak up and you're not going to see him. Pirtza kar leganav. The ganav sees that you are sitting in a hut, they'll come and steal something. And there's a marshal, Pirtza kar leganav. If there's a breach in the fence, that's calling the ganav, please come and steal. Same thing if the watchman is hiding in a box, in a hut. So then the ganav says, look, it's a good time to come. My benai, what's the difference between Abaye's reason and Rava's reason? If they're watching a pile of peiris. So if you hold like Rava, that's Pirtza kar leganav, here's no chash, because here you could put the sukkah right by the pile of peiris, and you could watch it while you're sitting in the sukkah. Mashenko, it's a big field, you can't. Now Abaye holds that teishu kein teduru, that the reason why you're not mechuyev to have a sukkah there where you're watching the peiris is because you can't bring all your furniture. So here will be the same halacha. It's impossible to bring your furniture, even though it's only a carry of the peiris that you're watching. So the Gemara vayitem, what would hilchas sukkah? We saw in our Mishnah, besides for isik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, there's another similar halacha, that choylim, people are sick, a part of a sukkah, that's partial because they're mitzta'er. But not only that, they're very strong with star and they're potter, they're sick. They're misham sheim, the people who are helping them are also potter min asukah, because they're busy with the choyla, and therefore they're potter min asukah. Tanu abar, learn to the brayse. Choyla she'omru, this choyla that we're referring to, loy choyla she'shbezikonim, I'm talking about a choyla who's in danger, he's a danger of life. El afilu choyla she'shbezikonim, even a choyla that is not in danger for his life. Afilu chosh beinav, even if his eyes are hurting him very badly. Afilu chosh beresh, has a very bad headache. He is potter from sukkah. Omra Shimon Gamil, Pam Achas Chashti Be'einai BeKesri. One time I was in Kesri and my eyes were killing me. V'hitter Rav Yosi V'Rebbe Lishin Ani U'Misham Shai Chutz Sukkah. And Rav Yosi V'Rebbe, which means Rav Yosi, the Choshev one, he allowed me to sleep out of the sukkah. Me and people helping me on my gaboyim Chutz Sukkah. Rav Sharol Rav Acha Bardlo Magano BeKilsa V'Sukkah M'Shem Buki. Rav allowed Rav Acha Bardlo to sleep in a little tent inside the sukkah because of these bugs that were around the sukkah. He was a mitzvah, and therefore he allowed him to sleep in the sukkah to protect him from the bugs, allowed him to sleep in a tent in the sukkah. So we know really a tent is not kosher, because if you're in a tent, that's Asara Tefachim Ha'ayah, that's what we're talking about here. It's not kosher for a sukkah. So what would be the point of just going into the house? Why would you stay in the sukkah and sit in a tent? So the Magen Avraham also in Siman Tov Resh Mem, Siman Katan Tes, speaks out, because there is a Man D'Yoma, Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos references it here a little bit. Also, Tosfos, there's a Man D'Yoma, Daf Yud Aleph holds that even if it's 10 Tefachim high, the halacha is it's mutter to sleep in a kilas chasanim, even though it's 10 Tefachim high. And that's the halacha. It could be the reason is because it's an oil aray. And therefore, the chaparai, at least those shitas, it's worth it to stay in the sukkah inside his hut rather than going in the house. Because the ma'isa, if you one man diyama, you are being going to sukkah. Therefore, if it's a mitzvah because of the bugs, it's better than going in the house. It's better to sleep in a tent in the sukkah. Rava Shorila the Rav Acha bar Ada Lemagana Barma Talasa. Rava allowed Rav Acha bar Ada to sleep out of the sukkah. Mishum Sircha the Gagishta, because of the smell. Sircha means the smell of the floor of the sukkah. They used to smear the floor of the sukkah with like white sand, and that gave off a smell, and that was bothering him. And the Rosh speaks out that it must be, it was only bothering him, but the owner of the sukkah, it didn't bother him, because if it bothers the owner of the sukkah, then the sukkah is possible. We had a halacha before, you're not allowed to make a sukkah out of things that smell. And it's a psul in the sukkahs. Here, for most people, it didn't bother. Punked this guy, this tzaddik, Rav Acha bar Ada, punked him, this amira, it bothered him, and Rava was makel for him to sleep out of the sukkah. Rav Tamei, Dama Rav, Mitzdar part of a sukkah. Rav Tamei holds Mitzdar as part of a sukkah. And why we blame this on Rava? Because here it's not such a strong Mitzdar. And that's Rava's chiddush, that even a light Mitzdar is part of a sukkah. It said in our Mishnah, Dafka, someone who's sick is part of a sukkah. Smash by Choyle, Ir Mitzdar, lawyer. Stam Mitzdar is not enough. It has to be someone who's actually sick. Then he's part of a sukkah. And that the Gemara answers, Amri, Choylehu Mishamshav Paturim. By a Choylehu, it's him and his Mishamshav. Mitzdar, if he's a Mitzdar, then who Patur Mishamshav Lois? Gaboyim are not Patur, because since he's not such a big Mitzdar, he doesn't need them so much. He's not such bad shape, just a little bit, let's say a bad smell, whatever it is. The Gaboyim can sleep in the Sukkah and he can go into the house, and they don't get the Patur that he gets. Mashenkin, a Choylehu needs his Gaboyim, needs his Mishamshav, needs his helpers, and therefore, since the Choylehu is Patur, they are Patur as well. And you see from here that it's Mitzdar has to be judged. What's the level of Mitzdar? You see, if it's he had to get a heter, chosh beinav, he had a heter. So it comes to someone not to sleep in the sukkah, he has to make sure that there's a valid heter for him. Of course, if he can't sleep, then he's a Mitzdar. But it has to be a valid heter that he can't sleep in the sukkah for the order to be potter alts Mitzdar besukkah. Zok the Gemara Vaita, ach oichlim achilas arechot sukkah. It says in our Mishnah that achilas ara is mutadit chutzasoka. Achilas kva cannot be eaten out of the sukkah, but a light meal can be eaten out of the sukkah. What does that mean? What does it mean, achilas ara? The kama achilas ara, how much is achilas ara? And pastors are talking about bread. Om Rav Yosef, tarti etlas bei. Two or three bei is a light suda, and can eat it out of the sukkah. And why? What's two or three? The Achrayim already are busy. Either two or three. Which one? I'm saying, if you're allowed to eat three bayim, of course you're allowed to eat two bayim. So the Achrayim say it's totally in the machlokes of what's a sheer eriv in Masechtas Eriv. In the machlokes, if it's three bayim or four bayim. It's always machlokes what's called a sheer suda, three bayim or four bayim. So if your three bayim is a suda, so then only two is mutter out of the sukkah. If you hold four bayim is a suda, then three bayim is mutter out of the sukkah. That's how Loz Moshe Horowitz explains it, and the Yavitz both explain this Gemara. In the back, it's in the Goyes Chushim in the back. But that's Rav Yosef's Shita. We don't pass Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says he allowed to eat up to two or three bayim out of the sukkah. Omle Abaya Vazimna Sagim Sagila Nishbachi. How can you say it's mutter out of the sukkah? A lot of times, that's a big enough meal for someone to be satiated. Havali Sudas Kva. So how can you say it's mutter? That's called Achilas Kva. Elo Amabaya, a different shear. Kedetom Barbe Rava Ayel Lekala. The shear that's allowed out of the sukkah, which is called Achilas Arai, is the amount that a Talmud Chacham, someone going to yeshiva, eats for breakfast. Which Rashi speaks out, doesn't give a shear. Rashi says over here, maybe the shear doesn't go very long. But Toyim Oli Pivashai says, he fills up his mouth and with the food and drinks a little bit. Rashi later on, Tapuch of Zayin says that's a Kashir Kabeya. That means Abaya holds that a Kabeya Oichel is still called a Chias Aray and Smutter. Anything more than that is awesome. Tanu Rabbana. Learn to the Brisa. Oichlim a Chias Aray Chutzosoko. We have in our Mishnah, you're allowed to eat a Chias Aray out of the Soko. But, Zok the Brisa, comes to sleeping, it's worse. Ve'en Yeshonim Shinas Aray Chutzosoko. You cannot sleep, even a temporary sleep out of the Soko. My time, why not? We're worried if you take a little nap, you might fall asleep for longer, and then that'll be a shinas kva. That's the Rav Ashi learns. So Xeria maybe come to sleep a shinas kva, a solid sleep. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya is asking Rav Ashi, you're telling me. Rav Ashi is telling me. That's what Abaya is telling Rav Ashi. You're telling me that the Xeria shem yirdam. So what's pshat by tefillin when not choshish? Amalei Abaya. Allah had the time of the Rabbisa. Yosham adam shinas arei with tefillin. Avloi shinas kva. You're allowed to sleep a temporary little nap with tefillin, And Rashi explains, what's the reason? Shema yefiach behem. Maybe you're going to pass gas while they're sleeping, a strong sleep, and that's a bezoyim for the tefillin. You have to have guf naki. So therefore, we did not allow you to sleep b'shinas kva, because shema yefiach, b'shinas ara is mutter. If the chshash shema yirdem, lecha shema yirdem, why are you worried? He might fall asleep for longer. Amar Rav Yosef, Reid Rav, Eloi, b'moyse shinosu la'acherim. The case that says by tefillin it's mutter is only in a case where you took a tiny nap, but you told someone to wake you up, and therefore you're not worried it's going to turn into shinas kva. Mashenke by the sukkah, the case is that you didn't tell someone to wake you up, and there, even a shinas ara is aser because you might take a longer nap. Maskulavar masharshia, what does it help being moisted to someone else? Avavatsarachla, he might fall asleep. He himself might fall asleep. It has to help telling someone else to wake you up. The case that's mutter by tefillin to take a little nap is if you put your head between your knees, and therefore you're not going to take a very long nap that way, it's not going to turn into shinas kva, and that is the case when it's mutter. Rav Amar, no, the whole kasha doesn't start. Betzem by tefillin, we're not choshish that you're going to fall asleep for longer. You're allowed to take shinas arai, and you're not worried that you're going to fall asleep for longer. Why? By sukkah, zot shina sarai. Zot rava, in kavala shina. That when it comes to sleeping, there's no, everyone has different amount of sleep, and sometimes they themselves, sometimes a little sleep is enough. And since sometimes a little sleep is enough, there's no kavala shina, even the smallest nap is called kva, and therefore it's asa. And we pass them like rava. That means even a small sleep is asa, to take out of the sukkah, even a small little nap, and not because he might stretch out. The reason is because that be'etzem is a problem by itself, because that might be enough. That might be enough. And the Mishpura speaks that out, but the Mechaber paskins clearly that you cannot sleep. It says ve'ein yeshenim chutz sukkah. It's in Tafresh Lamed Tesef Beis. Ve'ein yeshenim chutz sukkah afilo shinas arai. You know, even Shinas Arai is Osir added a sukkah, so we paskin, and the Mishpura brings down like Rava, that the reason is because in Kvala Shina, and sometimes sleeping takes, a little bit sleep is enough, so therefore any sleep is called a Kvias.